I was just writing a piece of criticism on Edgar Allan Poe, which I don't seem to be able to stop doing. And I reread The Raven in the process, and it struck me how oddly similar this new poem of Voznesensky's is to The Raven. In The Raven, given a bird which replies nevermore, we have a hero who indulges in some kind of nervous hilarity and finally in extreme self-torture, using the nevermore on himself. And the dial tone is doing something of the same thing for Voznesensky here. Here's a Russian poet who's in dial in America. His name is Nikolai Morshin, and he's especially interesting because his imagination is so thoroughly able to cope with science, as you'll see in this untitled poem. Nights rolled upon the river's face, volcanoes flared and overflowed, and ferns which towered into space with Paleozoic flashes glowed, when with his Slavic eye there crept a saurian from paludal slime, my reptile ancestor, and stepped on the dry land for the first time. He did not then, of course, predict the spate of future generation, of linked phenomena in strict and inextinguishable relation, or me in that concatenation in whose world Planck and Bloch connect. But I, what breed am I, what kind? What are my past, my destiny? How should that far one be divined whose modest forebear I shall be, whose world's pure miracle to me, whose deeds the manner of whose mind? Hundreds of years will pass, perhaps millions, and then he will be there, remembering us across that lapse, our strange third partner and our heir. And then what magic time will do. All distances will coalesce, and all awareness flow into the heaven of his consciousness. From gray mist will materialize his predecessors, one and all, whatever their degree or size, no matter how obscure or small. And to that joyous herd, that throng bound from creation and before, you too shall certainly belong, O my reptilian ancestor. That's a scientist's poem which involves a vision very like that of Teilhard de Chardin, I think.